I'm Reverend Stanley Mathis, senior pastor of the Antioch Missionary Baptist Church, and you're listening to Paradise Ministry. Paradise Ministry is now brought to you by Robinson Mortuary. Robinson Mortuary is a family serving family. They are located at 1850 Military Highway, Pineville, Louisiana, and their phone number is area code 318-442-7300. Join us now as we enter into a service already in progress as I preach and teach the Word of God.
Nitrogen, carbon dioxide, oxygen, and water. We also realize that the human body is made of nitrogen, oxygen, carbon dioxide, and water. So if our bodies have these elements and the earth has these elements, so we realize that we come from the earth and the earth we shall return. We shall return back to where we come from. But Jesus, my Lord, but Jesus, who came not to condemn us, but he came that we may have life and life more abundantly, that we may spend eternity with him. And I'm so glad that he was an obedient child, and he did what his father had told him to do. And as I began to study this particular scriptures, Thomas spoke twice, and he answered a question. The first one was, he had heard that Lazarus was sick unto death. And he told the other apostles that, hey, let us go and be with Lazarus. But they did not want to go because they were scared, because the authority was around and they wanted to persecute and kill anybody that was associated with Christ. See, back then when you said that you was a Christian, that meant something. When you said you was a Christian, you may have got your head cut off. Standing up for Christ. So here we are today, we don't have anybody to cut our heads off. Why are we not standing up for Christ? Why are we not standing up for Jesus? Everybody wanna talk about God, but nobody wanna talk about Jesus. And everything that you see on TV, television, radio, whatever social media, they trying to cut out Jesus. What did John 3:16 say? God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, Jesus. He did not send him to condemn the world. He sent him so that we may have life and life more abundantly. But look what else what Thomas said unto Jesus. When they was at the Lord's Supper, he said, Lord, I know not where to go. Or how to go. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man, no woman, no child shall see the Father unless they come through me. And that's something to signify today. That Jesus, what he done for us, he stood out on Calvary cross and he gave his body. He was the first fruit. And Thomas seen with his own eyes the divinity of Jesus Christ. But if you will look at 1 Corinthians in the 15th chapter, you will see that in the 12th verse, now if Christ be preached that he rose from the dead, how say among you that there is no resurrection of the dead. But if there be a resurrection of the dead, then Christ not risen. And if Christ not risen, then our preaching vain, and your faith also in vain. So that let us know right there that Jesus did resurrect from the grave. Thomas did not believe it. He had to see with his own eyes, and he had to feel with his own physical body that Jesus did come back from the grave. When Mary Magdalene went to the grave site and they moved back the sepulcher and they looked, she looked inside and she did not see Jesus' body. And she ran back and she told Peter and told him that they have moved our master. Being that they was kind of confused, like, I know I seen him with my own eyes. Thomas said, I seen him being lifted up. And I seen them putting nails in his hands. And they put nails in his feet. And I also seen him stick a sword in his side. This cannot be possible. We all know that we are going to resurrect on the final day when God come back. But I do not believe unless I see it with my own eyes. That's how you have musicians like David Copperfield who makes money by giving us the illusion that he has saw somebody in hand. Because we seeing this on TV and we believe it, but it's trickery and sorcery to the method and the madness that he does. But we would tend to believe something like that, but we do not believe that Jesus rose from the grave. And when his mother went to the grave site, she looked inside. She did not see the master. His clothes was neatly to the side, and the napkin that was on his head was positioned in another area. And she began to weep bitterly. And the angels began to talk to her. It had one that was at the head. It had another angel that was at the feet. And they asked her, why dost thou weep? She said that my son, Jesus, is not here. But at that very moment, she turned around, she heard a voice. And it was Jesus. First she thought it was the gardener, but it wasn't. The all-power Jesus. And Jesus turned around and looked at her. And when she saw him, she said unto him, Rabboni, meaning master. And she tried to go to Jesus, and Jesus stood afar and said, not now, because I am in my glorified body. I have not yet ascended to my Father. And he went, and he showed himself to the other disciples. And when he showed himself to them, they began to look at him, and there was in disbelief that this is Jesus. But at that moment, Thomas was not there. He did not see Jesus. And they saw him. And then they went and they told Thomas, we saw Jesus. Thomas still didn't believe him. Like I said, he was one of them old disciples that can't pull the wool over my eyes unless I see it with my own eyes. And I can take my finger and I can put it in the nail print. And also, too, to really signify to know that this truly did happen, I also got to take my hand and I got to thrust it to his side. But you do know that Jesus was not in a physical body. He was in a spiritual body. He was in a spiritual body, church. Meaning that the old vessel that went into the grave is no longer there. He went back to the Father. And he's standing right now on the right. right hand of the Father, petitioning on our behalf every day. All prayers that goes up to him, Jesus answered. They are circling the throne of grace. Don't you know that you got prayers up there that your grandmother put up there for you? That when she saw you as a little baby, she envisioned that one day that you will grow up to be something or be somebody. She didn't have much, but she had prayer and she had God. Don't you realize that your mother, she had prayers that sent up to the Father. The day that you were born, she looked at you and she amazed at how beautiful that you are. Just an innocent little squatting baby. But she went to the Father, she said, Father, if it be so, I'm asking you, Lord God, that you will protect my child. Let him grow up, Lord God, and I'm going to teach him and I'm going to learn him to know who you are. So I applaud the kids that came here today. And I applaud the parents that brought them. I was in the same boat. There was no excuse, no argument, no debate. When mom and dad say participate, you had to participate. It ain't like the kids like you are today. I don't want to do it. I ain't got time. That ain't cool. But let me tell you something. When you got the love of God and love of Jesus on your side, you don't matter no matter what you go through. You have to know to quit, stop doubting Jesus. You have to know that you got to stand on his word and to know that he's going to do exactly what he says he's going to do. Because, church, I'm going to tell you something. I've been through a storm, and I know how it is. I had no doubt in my heart that God was going to stand up for me and stand out for me. But, see, I had to find a scripture. Pastor Matthews came to my house. He said, Donald, what you need to do, you need to find a word to stand on it. So what I'm trying to tell you, the church, you need to find a word in the Bible to stand on it. And let that be your concrete, and let that be your solid foundation to know that no matter what you do, no matter what you go through, God is going to see you through. God is so good. He don't make mistakes. We are like sheep that's in the pasture. And sometimes we go astray. But I read in the Bible that God is married to the backslider. And I'm so thankful. Church, God has been so good to me. I just can't tell it all. I just can't tell it all. I know God has been good to you. When you look back over your life, when mama has gone home to be with the Lord, if you can be able to make it through that pain, that's one of the most hurting pain that you can ever experience in your lifetime. But you got to stand on the word that she told you as a child to say, never ever doubt Jesus because he is our Redeemer. So don't you doubt him. How many times you done been on a job interview and you doubt and say, I don't think they're going to promote me. And you go there and you put
thank you for tuning in to Paradise.